Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hey folks, Craig here. The regular show's on break this week, and you know what that means. That's right, it's Bootleg Craig's Pirate Patreon Radio, spinning up bonus episodes smuggled out of the virtual vaults of patreon.com/magictavern. What's patreon.com/magictavern, you ask? Well, it's only your one-stop shop for everything Magic Tavern, with ad-free versions of the main show, two brand new episodes a month, and now every single spin-off series all in one place. I'm talking Offices and Bosses, Masters of Mayhem, all the hits, baby. Normally, you'd have to be a Patreon member to get down and dirty with these transmissions, but today, Bootleg Craig's got you covered. This time, Earth humans Arnie, Matt, and Adel are playing a panel-style game show, and hilarity ensues. Take a listen, and if you like what you hear, stay tuned to learn how you can join the Patreon to support the show and hear great transmissions like this all the time. Enjoy.
This is an episode of Not the Tavern. Placeholder theme song, we don't have a song because we didn't think ahead. I'm Matt Young and I'm singing this instead. Placeholder theme song. Not the tavern.
All right, gentlemen, you may wonder why I've called you here today. This is not a Magic Tavern episode.
Oh.
This is not a Behind the Tavern episode.
Oh, I'm going to head out.
Oh, no. But this is an episode. I'm having an episode.
Yeah. Should we just talk about how we want to brand it?
Okay.
In the middle of the episode, should we just like talk about how like, what do we even fucking call this thing?
How would we spell out?
Capital M, lowercase m, lowercase m. HRLPMTPMMM.
Okay. All right. Either that, or I would call it just go with it.
Yeah, I'm still going to head out.
No, Adel. You have nowhere to be.
Damn it. My one weakness, you knowing my schedule.
So before the year ends, to close out 2021, I thought it would be fun to do just something completely different as ourselves.
You thought wrong.
Dun, dun, dun. That's what it's, I mean, that's a pretty good title too. You thought wrong. I was thinking like, we're all pretty big fans of panel shows or weird game shows and things. And I thought we would play a game basically.
Okay.
Are both of you familiar with the British show Taskmaster at all? Have any of you watched any of it?
I have not.
But you said it both at the same time.
I have not, but I've heard several people recommend it to me, and a lot of people I trust and enjoy, including yourself, Arnie, have talked it up. So I need to check it out at some point. There's a U.S. and a BBC.
There was a short-lived U.S. version. Yeah, there's a British version. I think there's an Australian version, which I have not seen.
Okay,
I know Greg Davies, I believe is his name, hosts.
Oh yeah, Garfield.
He's one of the hosts. He's.
That's why it's so good.
He's a very funny British comedian who I like, and I want to watch a show. I just don't have a place. I don't have a home. I don't have a place to be talking into a megaphone.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Mm-hmm. No, there's like some on YouTube, but they're hard to find. Anyway, but fuck it. Taskmaster. We haven't watched it.
Well, I highly recommend it for you guys and for the listeners. It's basically just like a show where comedians are given weird challenges to do, and they're sort of subjectively judged. The creator of that show, Alex Horn, also does a YouTube show with some friends called No More Jockeys. And I think it's also based on like an older British thing called No More Women or something like that. So I thought we should try this game. It may be a total disaster, but let's try it and sort of see how it goes. This is how it works.
Can I just say terrible, terrible title for a game, No More Women?
I agree. The idea is we will take turns saying a name and adding a rule. So I'll go first and say George Washington, no more dead people.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And so for the rest of the game, we can't say any more dead people.
Okay, so I go next, and okay. I would say Tom Hardy, no more living people.
Okay, and so now it's to you, Matt. Good luck.
This game is easy.
Although I will say there is also the rule that, like, if challenged, you have to be able to give another example, like to give what you would.
Okay, challenge me.
Han Solo, no more fictional people.
I was going to say Walt Disney.
Oh, I would have said Dracula.
But yeah. Cryogenically frozen?
So no more fictional people, no more living people, no more dead people.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm playing by the fuck you rules you guys set up.
That is true.
Those are the only rules I play by.
All right. I feel like this is a riddle. No more living people, no more dead people, no more fictional people.
And this is just the example round, right?
Yes, this is just the example round. So we also get two challenges. So, but the challenges are more for if someone fucks up, right? And like, okay. If you say, like, if as we're going for a while, I say someone, I accidentally say someone that's living or dead, and you say challenge, and I think that person's dead. Wasn't that one of the rules? And if that's the case, I'm out, and it gets narrowed down to two other people. If you use up your two challenges, you enter the, like, instant death situation. That makes it sound more dramatic. If you run out of challenges, you still challenge, but then at that point you lose if you make a challenge and you're wrong.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
We'll put you in charge of enforcing these rules, Arnie.
Okay, sure. I will. I'm sure I'll forget them, and this will just be a total shit show. Which could
that's what we call it.
Yeah.
TSS.
All right. I will go first. Terry Crews, no more people that are stronger than me.
Okay, this is getting into some weird territory. And what order are we going in?
I think you're next, Adam.
Okay. I'm going to say Carrie Strug, no more people who are tinier than me.
Hmm. All right. I'm sort of tempted to challenge because I feel like there's a good chance Carrie Strug is stronger than me.
There's a great chance.
But okay, so no stronger than me. Or smaller than Adel. Adel, just out of curiosity, what is your height?
I'm 6'1", and I'm like 200 pounds.
Okay. Now, after a challenge, we can have a quick period of time where we can Google things, where we're like, I think this person is smaller than Adel. And we can kind of quickly Google to see if we can find out if that person is actually smaller than Adel or stronger than me, which is a harder to Google.
Hey, Siri, was Houdini stronger than Arnie?
Yes, even dead.
So somebody who's bigger than Adel, strong than Arnie.
Yes.
Gosh.
There's only three in the world.
Yeah, I know.
Is it you?
Only one of them is famous. And it's Matt Young.
Matt Young.
Wilford Brimley. Mm-hmm. No more mustaches.
Okay. All right. This is already really hard, weirdly. It shouldn't be.
We have to find someone who's big and not strong.
I know. But that's Arnie.
I know, it's true. All right. Emo Phillips. No more first names that are shorter than the last names.
Huh? Oh, for fuck's sake.
Wait, hold on. Arnie, this is something, this is my fault entirely.
Sure.
I take full blame and full responsibility. I failed to ask you up top. Is this game supposed to be fun?
Yeah. Look, that's not the first objective, but ideally, yes.
Is this punishment? Is this game punishment?
Something can be fun and punishment.
Details.
But we would need a safe word. We should have a safe word. Should we agree on what our safe word is?
Emo Phillips.
Emo Phillips. All right.
Okay. So their first name cannot be shorter than their last name. Mm-hmm. No more mustaches. No more people tinier than Adel. No more people stronger than Arnie.
Mm-hmm. I completely forgot the mustache one already. So thank you for reminding me. Yeah.
I want to say, okay, Adel, let's think it over here. I want to say Doug Jones.
I like the word.
No, his first name's shorter than his last name.
But I like how we're sort of like, it seems like we're focusing in on a sort of Emo Phillips frame.
Yeah, I'm like, no facial hair. He's tall, but he's not, okay. But he's not strong. Well, he's probably
Slenderman.
Strong. Yeah, a lot of core strength. Okay, I want to say Michael Richards. Is that?
I think.
Challenge. The first name shorter than the last.
Ah, shit.
I'm sorry, this is the clarifying thing. After you set your new rule.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the challenges can come in, right? Because you can like be talking about saying it out loud and then decide to change it. Like it's sort of like you've locked it in so that you can be like eliminated at that point.
Okay. No mustache, not stronger than Arnie, not tinier than Adel. I think it's got to be. And no people with first name shorter than the last name. It's got to be Fat Michael Stipe.
Why does he have to be fat?
Because otherwise he's tinier than me.
Oh, I see.
But he can't be muscular because then he'd be stronger than you.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to give him some poundage.
Okay.
Fat Michael Stipe, no more. No more people who have lost their religion.
Oh boy. Okay.
Oh boy.
Also, I know my Halloween costume next year. Andy, are you riffing on L? How many stairs are to this party?
How tall is Awkwafina?
12 ounces?
Jeez.
I just looked it up, Matt.
Yeah.
Shockingly, 6'7".
Wow. Who knew?
But they always cast her against super tall people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
I think we went super hardcore, super fast.
We did. But it's also like, I feel like we sort of.
Oh, I've got it. I've got it.
Cornered ourselves size wise. But yeah, go on.
Jeremy Renner.
Okay. What's your rule?
Oh, shit. Yeah, right.
So, Arnie, in your mind, real quick, in your mind's eye, Arnie, you're stronger than Jeremy Renner?
I don't know. I haven't said.
Okay.
No more Avengers.
Challenge.
All right.
There's no fucking way that Jeremy Renner isn't stronger than me, right?
I don't know.
But Arnie, if I may protect Matt here, you never said physically stronger. You just said stronger. And I've seen both of you act, and I'll confidently say, Arnie, you're the better actor. You're the stronger actor.
Oh, that's true. And the social media platform I created didn't go off the rails quite as much as Jeremy Renner's did.
Oh, wait, I forgot about Hurt Locker. Oh, he is very good in that.
He's good at Hurt Locker.
He's pretty good.
All right, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. Jeremy, mostly because I want to play with this no Avengers rule.
Takes a lot of folks off the board.
Yeah, that's going to be the hardest one. That's going to be very hard.
Okay, so who's just a big old weakling? Oh, but they're not an Avenger. Oh, you're it's too bad, Chris Pratt. Let's see here.
Oh, also Big Bird has hollow bones.
Oh, that's true. That is a good one.
But very tall, but exceptionally weak. Also, I want to say like a T-Rex.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say
real tiny arms.
And again, you know, I think we're constantly dealing with this stronger than. I'm going to say RuPaul.
Ooh, wait. Oh yeah, RuPaul's the full first name. Charles, I think, is their last name.
I'm mostly talking about the RuPaul persona. So
okay, yeah, one name that fixes that.
So the new rule is no more reality TV hosts.
Great. I'm just going to toss this out there without thinking about it too hard. I'm going to say Aristophanes, no more Greeks.
Oh, shit. Now all I can think of are Greeks.
George Wendt, no more Second City.
Okay.
Wait, but hold on. I haven't seen Eternals yet, but is George Wendt one of the Avengers?
Pretty sure he steered clear of that.
Okay, I'll trust you.
They haven't fully cast Fantastic Four yet.
Him, his thing would be.
Could be the thing.
I mean, I'd watch that.
That would make me want to see that movie real bad.
Okay, George Wendt as Thing. We have Ted Danson as Mr. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, this is actually kind of great.
Right.
We have
fucking Shelley Long as Invisible Mrs. Woman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Woody Harrelson
as Human Torch.
As Human Torch. We did it. Oh,
and
Cheers,
Cliff
gang,
Clavin as Dr. Doom.
Give us a call, Marvel.
No, Kelsey Grammer is Dr. Doom and Cliff Clavin's Mole Man. He actually does the voice of the Mole Man character in the Invisibles movie.
But wait, Woody Harrelson is already Carnage and Kelsey Grammer is already Beast.
Oh, that's true. Speaking of which, Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey the Hammer Grammer?
Kelsey the Hammer Grammer.
What's the role?
No more last names that are words.
Okay.
Challenge.
Okay. Mm.
His first name is shorter than his last name.
Is it?
I believe the way it's spelled. Yeah. I have to double check this now, though. Kelsey.
I assumed it was close.
Yeah. Six letters for the. Oh, no. Shit. No. Six letters in Kelsey, seven in grammar. Grammer.
Okay. I'm out. Now it's down to Adel and Matt.
You almost forgot his name.
Sadly, the rule. No more last names that are words is off the table. That rule does not apply.
Oh, man.
I know. You guys were so excited about that rule.
There goes Mike Judge. I'm going to say Allison Janney, no more perfect women.
I'm always the first person out of my own games. Isn't that always the way? It's like a metaphor for this podcast.
Christina Hendricks. No more Mad Men alum.
Okay. I want to say fucking, I don't know, Babe Ruth. No more candy bars. And let me say, I think Babe Ruth, I do not think he had much strength. I think he was mostly a lot of size.
Yeah, he mostly hit those home runs out of just sheer momentum.
Yeah, he smoked like a pack of cigarettes between each inning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. Trying to think anybody with a short last name.
I also encourage you guys to think of challenges. Like at this point, it'll just go on forever.
So wait, what are the different challenges you can come up with?
No, the challenge is just that you think it breaks one of the rules.
Would you have challenged the last thing that Adel said?
No, it's just that
I've already forgotten
Babe Ruth. I mean, look, we could probably agree if we're being honest. That every person we have said is stronger than me, but
Allison Janney could kick the shit out of you.
Oh yeah, actually, I bet Babe Ruth is shorter than Adel. Although we've been talking about mass, I suppose. So
I did say tinier.
That's true.
Yeah, you said bigger than me. No one bigger than me. No one.
No one tinier than me. Okay, I think I used the word tinier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think tinier is open to interpretation.
I mean, look, if you wanted to challenge...
I challenge all of it.
The whole fucking system, man.
I could, if you want to challenge on mustaches, we could spend like 60 seconds and try to find a picture of Babe Ruth with a mustache.
No, I'm ruined.
I'm pretty sure Babe Ruth does not have a mustache.
But wouldn't it be fun to Google?
I'm typing it in right now. Oh my God, you guys, he had a fucking chin strap, a long chin strap. It looks disgusting.
But no mustache?
No mustache. I'm so mad. I'm so mad because it's exactly the opposite of what would have helped me, and it looks idiotic.
What did you Google? Did you Google Babe Ruth facial hair?
Babe Ruth mustache.
I Googled sexy Bambino, and you will not believe what came up.
Oh no.
It's a deer wearing lingerie.
Everyone Google this. You have to look at this.
This picture.
Babe Ruth mustache.
It looks like...
Oh, no. It looks like he got... It looks like him and Lincoln stepped into like a time machine at the same time, and they got their DNA mixed.
And he looks so glum in this picture. I feel like Babe Ruth, what it looks like is someone made him wear the Halloween costume of a beard, and he's not happy.
It does look like fake hair.
It really does.
It's very, very weird.
And he has a jersey on that says Yankees. Am I missing something? What were the Yankees?
Wait, wasn't he in the Red Sox? But he went to the Yankees later, right? Or something? Or is it
he was traded backwards? From the Red Sox to the Yankees. And ever since they made that trade, they were cursed without having a championship. And then they broke their curse.
That's the curse
of the great Bambino. Yeah.
Later in his career, wasn't he part of the West Coast Avengers?
He was, damn it. Great Lakes Avengers. He was one of the Great Lakes Avengers.
All right, Squirrel Girl. It seems like Adel has skated through that challenge, so you've lost one of your challenges, Matt.
Fine.
And I'm sorry, what was the Babe Ruth rule? It was no more...
What did I say? I said no more candy bars.
No more candy bars, so... So too bad for O. Henry.
Squiggle out of that one. Squiggle? Wiggle out of that one.
Squiggle out of that one.
Okay. No, that doesn't work. The last name, first name thing is the thing that I'm mostly concentrated on because I can't really parse it in my brain. Who has short last names? Who are some people I can think of with short last names who aren't strong?
Or really long first names. Or Matt, one name.
Yeah, that's why Awkwafina didn't help me out there.
Matt, there's no way. Look, in an arm wrestling competition, I would fucking own Moses.
That guy definitely had a mustache.
My C-parting arm. Oh, I'm ruined.
Yeah. Madonna, no more blonde ambition tour.
Wait, is that a request to Madonna? Hey, Madonna, no more Blood Ambition Tour. Love,
it's all right.
Matt.
It's all right, Matt. It's all right, Matt, for you to say Madonna and take a moment to think of a rule.
I'm going to say challenge. I've seen Madonna's arms, and I think she could take Arnie.
All right, fair enough. All right, I lose. I give up.
All right, Adel won. Do we want to reset and try it again?
Yeah.
Does anyone want to go first?
What do we win?
What do you want? Well, how about this? Let's set some stakes for this next one. What does the
How about this,
win?
Arnie? How about the next time you fucking see that PS5s are in stock, you don't tweet at me about it or send me a text about it. You just fucking buy the thing and bring
Matt,
it to my house.
Honestly, real talk.
Yeah.
I would have bought, I almost bought you the PS5.
Oh, yeah, me too.
What's that?
Me too. I almost bought you one.
No, like, because I know you would pay me back.
I'll pay you back.
You had explicitly said that you wanted to buy it with some credits you had.
I did.
So then I didn't want to be in this position where you're like, oh, fuck, I got to pay him full price for this thing. And yeah.
Yeah.
But if you want some situation like that, if I see it, buy it. Yeah.
Also, just to put it in your ear, if you see another one, buy it for me. I don't have any credits, but I will pay you back.
Okay.
I thought you already had one.
Nope. I got a PS4, an Xbox One, and a Switch.
Okay.
Do you care if it's digital or?
Yes.
I would prefer to have the disc version.
Same here. I do not think I went to digital.
I know. That's the, I have the digital one. I wanted the disc one. But
oh, you got a PS5?
I've had it for a while, yeah.
And you didn't give it to Matt?
No, I didn't.
Huh. Interesting.
I didn't expect him to give me that one. That's fine. I'll get it eventually. I'll get it next year. I'm not worried about
but
it.
But the weird part was that I got it for myself for Matt's birthday.
Oh.
In the card, I said, happy birthday. Just so you know, in honor of your birthday, I donated a PS5 to myself.
Oh, that's so sweet. It's the thought that counts.
How about this?
Okay.
The winner gets a game or something.
It's not this game, is it? Oh, thank God.
Or a sandwich. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of a
game or a sandwich. I don't know. You get the fuck out of
here. Oh, wait. This is what it is.
Okay.
Whoever survives.
Survives?
Survives.
Well, yeah, because we're eliminating people. Whoever's left at the end, mm-hmm. right?
No.
Gets to live.
That person doesn't have to pick up a round of drinks the next time we're all together and get a round of drinks. Like, the other people definitely have to get it.
That sounds nice.
Deal.
So, at least two rounds from the other two.
Okay.
Great.
Great.
At least two rounds.
At least two rounds. Okay. Okay.
One round from each of the people who got eliminated.
All right. I'm going to go first. Since I won the last round, that is my reward. I'm going to say Patsy Cline, no more musicians.
Hmm. Ooh.
Okay.
All right.
Should we mix up the order? Arnie, do you want to go?
Yeah. Why don't I go? I'm going to say the Hamburglar.
Sure. Yeah.
No more criminals.
Arnie, I have a terrible album that just proved you wrong.
I'm stealing all the burgers. Hey, it's me.
Robble, robble. The self-titled. Yeah,
that's hey, robble, robble. It's like Louie, Louie.
Robble, robble.
Oh, Robbo, quarter pound of cheese.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Still better than Grimace's album.
So sad. It's like Dashboard Confessional times 10.
Dan Quayle, no more people with birds for names.
Okay, now I'm going to wait for a second. Let me think.
So I can't do Doug Funny.
I can't
do Doug Funny.
Well, I'm trying to think. Dan Quayle, was he ever convicted of anything? Probably not. Just being
no.
I mean, he
was vice president during.
He was probably up to something, but
For sure. But yeah, got away scot free. Okay. Just kind of
all right.
Couldn't spell potato along. Right.
Right. Yeah. Famously,
was that him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which
honestly, hard word.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of those things that people like blew out of proportion. It's like there are much worse things about this guy.
Mm-hmm. Think about in the 90s, a guy spelled potato wrong and his political career was ruined. Another guy went, yeah, and his entire political career was ruined. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, people can do a million atrocities and it's like, let's hear him out.
Barack Obama wore a tan suit and everyone fucking flipped out.
But even just thinking about, imagine you're writing for a late night talk show in the 90s. And Dan Quayle spells potato wrong. And they're just sort of like, guys, our summer is set.
Yeah, no.
All we're going to be talking about.
Yeah. For a comedy show, sure. But like the fact that it was like actual like news is just silly.
All right, Adel, what is yours?
Oh, what was the last one? It was Dan Quayle?
No more birds. That also means it doesn't matter if the bird is spelled correctly.
Yeah, bird. It can't sound like a bird's name.
Okay, Mr. Pooper Duper, no more people I've created in my head.
I mean, he's got us there.
Can he do that? Did I find a loophole?
I mean, you stupidly made that rule, though. Because now anything else you make up, I'm like, that's a person you made in your head.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you're a psychotic narcissist, so... You can't say anybody now.
Hey, I resent half of that. Mr. Pooper Duper, no more people I just made up.
All right. Jimmy Zim Zim. No more people I just made up.
Damn it. Jimmy Zim Zim, he's the kid from the car, the Volkswagen commercial or whatever.
The Zim, one I Zim. Made up? Yeah.
Yeah. Zim Zim Zim.
What the fuck were the, like, I'm trying to remember. No more birds. No more musicians. Oh fuck, Jimmy Zim Zim.
No more criminals. No more
criminals. Jimmy Zim Zim plays the accordion. What am I doing?
Oh, Jimmy Zim Zim is a known felon.
Yeah, Mr. Pooper Duper probably is a criminal for sure.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
We shouldn't let that go. I'm going to say...
Hello, I'm Mr. Pooper Duper. By law, I have to go door to door. I play this song.
I'm going to say...
They should make anyone moving into your neighborhood that plays an instrument, they should make them go door to door and like sheepishly be like... Hey, I play the drums. Just so you know, you're going to be hearing this. Can you sign this paper?
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm Phil Collins. I'll play the drums.
Ugh. Not in the air tonight.
And it would be like, hey, you're Bono pretending to be Phil Collins.
I am going to say Chewbacca's great-grandfather, Grushwer.
Is that a real name?
No, it's a name I just made up. But the rule is no more Wookiees.
Oh, what about that kid who played Wookiee of the Year?
Nope.
Remember when he fell on his crossbow and then he could run real fast or something?
Oh, great.
Okay,
I don't know if I can keep playing the song. I do it all for the Wookiee.
Okay. I was going to say Ladysmith Black Mambazo. No more people who are made up of other people, but they are musicians. So let me dig a little deeper here. No more birds. No more people. Myself are already made up. No more Wookiees. No more musicians.
But to be fair, it can be someone that Matt made up.
That's very true.
That's fair. I'm going to say Marie Curie. No more. No more people who were married.
Okay. I'm going to say Usidor the Blue, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls
of Tarakas. He's reading it off a notepad.
The elves know him as Fiangyelic. The dwarves know him as Zonin and Hugstanges. He is known in the Northeast as Gasmuanius Maystar. And he has other secret names that you do not know yet, like Dale Sprinkle Sleeves, whatever. That's my person. My new rule is no more people that suck shit.
Damn. Wow. Face.
What a sweet
face.
Challenge.
Okay. What's the challenge?
Off book episode, Usidor sang, therefore he's a musician.
Did Usidor sing in the off book episode? I mean,
I challenge because it can't be a person that Arnie or Adel made up. And all of our characters are made up from our collective work doing improv together.
Aww.
Yeah, so fuck you.
We're all to blame.
I mean, I don't want to take any credit for Usidor. What do you think, Adel?
I'll take full credit. Are you kidding me? I'll buy stock in that puppy.
Fair. All right. Okay. It seems bullshit, but I'll take it if that means I'm out.
I mean, it is bullshit.
This episode can't go on forever. So
what?
Or can it?
No.
The listener, check your player right now. How much more time is there? Infinity.
You fucked up.
We're still recording this somewhere.
This will teach you to support us.
Mm-hmm.
Whose turn is it?
I guess it's mine.
Okay.
Yep.
Criminals, musicians, Wookiees,
birds.
Also, I guess Usidor probably is a criminal in some.
Yeah, technically you could make that case.
Is Usidor married? That was the one in my back of my head that I was like,
no,
probably, but what is probably haven't been established.
Definitely not
married to wizardry.
I don't think so. And I mean, we could always retcon that in the moment.
I love that Matt's like, this character I created, is he married? I don't think so.
That we created, Adel.
I don't want to offend anyone.
Well, that's just one of those things of like, in the next episode we record, then we'll discover, like, oh yeah, he's been married this whole time.
Arnie, do we have the sway and power to do an episode where we cast Phil Collins as Usador?
Yes, but the question becomes, who do we cast as Phil Collins?
Bono.
Okay. Well, that makes it harder, but...
Usador, master of Ephesius. Blue robes.
I'm going to say... Oh, no, definitely married. The married thing is fucking me up now. Who is...
Is the rule married or ever been married?
I think I say they can't have been married.
Okay, so, yeah.
Paul Lynn, no more people who appeared on Bewitched.
No.
That could be
so much off the board.
I mean, I can't move. I have no play here.
I mean, that's at least two Darrens that you can't say.
I'm going to say
We've already got two Dicks here. I don't think we need to bring up Dick Sargent or Dick York.
I'm going to say Huckleberry Finn. No more people or characters whose first name rhymes with a dirty word.
Now we're talking.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch. No more magic users.
Wait, Sabrina, Vagina, come on. The challenge.
Yeah. I feel like Adel has put you in perpetual check by being able to make every word.
Yeah, yeah, it's a problem.
Every name rhyme with a dirty word.
Paul Lind, more like Balls Finn Lind.
I don't accept your challenge.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it wasn't good,
I mean, honestly, it was well played, but not quite there.
It was a joke. Can't challenge a bad joke, can you?
Nope.
I mean, if we could,
we'd be over.
You got one, Adel?
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah, yeah. Arnie's out.
Arnie's out. When did Arnie go out?
When you refuse to push back on the idea that we collectively are responsible for Usador.
Oh, okay.
I mean, in the long run, he'll regret that. We have that on tape.
I immediately admitted that it was bullshit.
After you said Sabrina the Teenage Witch, what was the rule?
No more magic users.
Okay. Perfect. So I'm going to say... Oh, this is getting tough. I'm going to say Casper the Friendly Ghost. No more people associated with Christina Ricci.
Well,
magic.
He doesn't use magic. He's a ghost.
He doesn't use magic. He is a ghost. I thought of that. But is he dead because he's a criminal? That's the real question.
I mean,
was he executed?
Honestly, the time period... Chances are good.
He's a little pickpocket.
I'm not going to waste a challenge on that, though. I'm going to say...
I mean, that time was so weird. If you really look into the origins of a lot of those old comics, Heathcliff was an embezzler.
Have you seen The Americans on FX? That's based on Family Circus.
Yeah.
They were Russian spies sent here to learn our ways.
My favorite episode of The Americans is the one where they just run all over the neighborhood and there's just little dotted lines showing where they went.
Ziggy was in the KKK.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ernest Hemingway, no more authors.
Okay. To be fair, I've never seen that movie. I've seen Ernest Goes to Jail.
Hold on, though. Before we go on too far, let's just look at Matt's face. He's got a oh shit, don't challenge me on something look on his face. I don't know what it is.
I mean, this one, I think I'm okay, but I'm not 100%.
Oh, Ernest rhymes with Pernerst.
I mean, was Ernest Hemingway married ever?
I don't think so.
Married to his cats. No, he must have been. Wait, is Muriel Hemingway his granddaughter?
He does have descendants. That doesn't inherently mean he was married.
You can only have kids if you're married.
Yeah. Her name wasn't Muriel Snow.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
Game of Thrones, baby.
Here's the thing. Here's the most shocking revelation in any of these Patreon episodes. Matt knows nothing about Game of Thrones.
No, I know what you're referencing. I'm saying, like, why is that? She couldn't have just taken the name. All right, I'm going to look it up. I'm going to challenge myself.
Wait, you're challenging yourself. He has to spend a challenge.
It's all working according to plan. Make them
doubt.
Well,
then I'll know.
I can't believe I was fucking out first in both rounds of this. Meanwhile.
All right, you going to challenge me?
Matt's willing to just like throw himself on his own sword.
You challenging me or are you coming up with something? What are you doing?
I think it seems like Matt has information I don't. He seems pretty smug. I think he wants me to challenge him. What happens if I challenge him and he's correct?
Then you lose a challenge. Have you lost any challenges yet this round?
No, I haven't made any challenges. So, Matt, I'm going to challenge you. I think Ernest Hemingway was married.
Fuck. All right. In 1921, he married Hadley Richardson, the first of four wives.
Oh. Not only was he married four times.
Yeah.
That seems about right for an alcoholic asshole.
Yeah. I don't know why I thought he just never got married, though. I don't know why that was in my brain.
I mean, I guess it's awful to say, like, it's not one of the things you think of about Ernest Hemingway. Like,
you think Old Man in the Sea, you think Six-Toed Cats, you think Shotgun, you think booze, you think Florida?
Yeah, Key West.
Key West, yeah.
Spanish-American Civil War.
Safari.
Yeah, you think For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, interesting.
You think about Hills Feast. Like White Elephants, yeah. How it's like a brilliant short story, but like you're not going to get it unless the teacher tells you exactly what it's about.
I think, I've never read it, but I think with A Movable Feast, he predicted fast food. So do I win again?
You won.
Jesus Christ.
We both owe you a round of drinks.
Hell yeah. Jesus Christ, no more people who can turn water into wine. Mm-hmm. He would have been, if you said Jesus, he would have been using magic.
Yeah, I would have called magic on that.
That sweet, sweet Christ magic. I need to ask an important question. I'm so sorry.
Sure, yes.
Matt, I need you to be completely honest. I don't want you to be biased. I don't want a joke answer.
Cross my heart.
Could Usador defeat Jesus in a battle of magic?
Oh my, oof. That's not a fair question in any way.
Before you answer, keep in mind, we are going to submit we're going to put your answer in a press release and submit it to every paper in the country.
No. Yeah, and MTV is going to do one of those, what was their fucking claymation fight show?
Rock the Vote?
That's what it was. MTV's gonna
celebrity death match.
MTV's going to do a celebrity death match with you and Jesus, with Usador and Jesus. So just know that your answer has weight.
Couldn't hurt our listenership.
I think there are two answers, and I know that this isn't cheating. I'm really not trying to cheat here. If it is a straight up Marvel movie, Lord of the Rings, like D&D campaign type of magic, Usador definitely.
Yeah.
He has like lots of spells. He's like a fucking wizard. He's good at being a wizard. He's bad at being a person. I've said that a lot.
Yeah.
If it is a metaphysical, philosophical, religious experience, obviously Usador loses. You know?
Okay.
So I just.
Yeah. But then he's like, oh, fuck. He really did win, didn't he? Like, he won some.
If you rolled up a character for Jesus in D&D and rolled up a character for Usador would probably win.
We hit 6,000 patrons, it's
we
time
will do it.
For Usador versus Jesus.
Don't do this to me. Don't do this to the character that I created all by myself.
And Spintax the Green
Griffin
is your
McElroy's
Judas.
McElroy's been champing at the bit to DM that story for us.
Now, Arnie, my question for you is, could Arnie in the Magic Tavern world, your character of Arnie,
yes.
could Arnie make John the Baptist fall in love with you?
Well, okay. So let me think this through. What do I know about John the Baptist beyond
Florida?
The name John the Baptist.
Six-toed cats.
John the Baptist, like, baptized people. So, yeah. I'm going to say, yeah, I could.
Sure.
Just get baptized in a real sexy way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
Ooh.
Like, oh, my God, you were so good at that. I'll be like, I'll be honest. I've been baptized before, but it didn't take.
Oh, no, I swallowed too much water. That's my impression of someone being baptized sexily.
And then I say, think about it.
Are we going to play one more round, or are we done? Speed round?
Speed round. Let's do it.
And you and it, it's, what do we want to say, 5-second limit?
Sure.
10-second limit?
Arthur C. Clarke, no more science fiction authors.
Okay. I'm going to say Chevy Chase, no more assholes.
Hmm. John F. Kennedy, no more people that we could potentially guess their middle name.
Challenge.
Okay.
John F. Kennedy was an asshole. Or at least a masshole.
I mean,
Google. Cheated on his wife.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
sorry, Arnie. Bye bye. Right.
God damn it. I was just so enticed by doing that middle name joke. All right. Well, this is a fast round at least.
Okay, no, Arnie stays in. I'm going to bow
no,
out.
No, no,
no. No, no, no. No, no, no. Hey,
no.
I've won the last two rounds. I make the rules.
Everyone's still in. Everyone's still in.
Everyone's still in. You just lost the challenge.
Chewbacca, yeah. No more Wookiees.
Great. Matt found his niche.
wait, hold on. Can I guess Chewbacca's middle name?
Charles Lindbergh, no more people who have a nickname.
What's his nickname?
Lucky Lindy.
Okay, oldies.
Come on, read a fucking book.
Read a fact.
The Noid. No more criminals.
He's an asshole.
Harrison Ford. No more actors who are too old for earrings.
Earthworm Jim. No more earthworms.
Sonic the Hedgehog, no more video game characters.
Shit, I was just gonna do that. That's crazy. I was gonna say Link, no more video game characters. Samson, no more biblical characters.
I'm going to say, Mickey Mouse, no more animated characters.
Huge asshole.
Hey, excuse me, did you hit my fucking car? I just watched you hit my Prius. Get out of the car, bitch. We're going to throw down.
You're buying already a lot of time.
Jeff Goldblum.
Can I speak to your manager? I'm just realizing that Drew is Mickey Mouse.
Jeff Goldblum, no more people any of us have met.
Oh, Katherine Hepburn, no more people who were fashion icons.
Okay, I'm going to say Jesse James, no more people who eventually died.
Challenge.
Oh, no. What's your challenge, good sir?
Arnie said no more criminals.
Well, Jesse James was doing what he did to support the...
You're out. Damn it. You're out. Oh, I feel like Rocky and Rocky 1. I don't have to win the game, but I just wanted to stay in long enough. I redefined what it means to win in the third act. That's good. I forgot. I totally forgot the criminals one, even though I said it in two games in a row. That's what confused me. Oh, man. Now all I can think of is Wookiees.
What's the kid that ruined the Christmas special?
Lumpy?
Lumpy. Ugh. Fucking yeah. Lumpy. And then the grandpa's watching like porn.
Yeah.
That's so bad.
What is this?
It's wild. The Star Wars Christmas special from the 70s. It's so terrible.
Everyone kept joking about it. Or everyone, not even joking. Everyone says it's unwatchable. And then I watched it last year and I was like, oh, it's truly unwatchable. Like, it's the first thing I've come across that's truly unwatchable.
And its true crime is how incredibly boring it is. Like, it's just so long and so boring. Anyway, I'm buying you a lot of time again.
Barack Obama, no more political figures.
He's a criminal. Drone strikes.
Shania Twain, no more country singers.
Arnie, I'm going to try. My whole goal now is to throw off Arnie. Man, I feel like a Wookiee. Oh, 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 oh. Let's go, Wookiees. Oh, oh, oh.
Paul McCartney.
Criminal.
No more British people.
Do I challenge this?
Do you think he was an asshole?
I mean, I think it's debatable. He seems like a nice guy when you see him on TV, but it seems like there was like a lot of tension, but they were
Can
young.
Can you be that famous without someone thinking you're an asshole?
I think that's the other thing, yeah. Right? Yeah, exactly.
I'd say if it was John Lennon, 100% you win. I think with Paul McCartney, I think he's a good dude.
Yeah. That's why I was on the fence about it. Okay. So I'm just going to say something. I'm going to say,
spaghetti,
Batman, no more Avengers.
But you mean just like
I'm just fucking
not right. Avengers TM.
I'm gonna
Avengers
say
of-
yeah. I will say Batman. No more superheroes.
Isn't there a Batman comic where he fights Elmer Fudd?
There sure as hell is.
I want to read that.
They did some weird like DC Looney Tunes things because they own all that stuff now. And the Elmer Fudd one is supposed to be kind of good. But
did anyway. We make that rule? No more people that fought Elmer Fudd. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, you got it.
I think there's a new one that came out this year. Batman.
Wait. Is Batman a Wookiee?
Okay. Here's a question. Wouldn't the most amazing way for me to win this game be for me to somehow pull out of my ass a correct guess at what Bruce Wayne's middle name is?
It's got to be Patrick, right?
All right.
I feel like most dudes' middle name is Patrick.
I'm going to challenge and say it's... Oh, it's going to... I feel
Forgot
like it's
about
like
this rule
Alan,
already.
I feel like it's either Alan or Michael or something like that.
Oh, real quick, I want to say... I believe there's a comic that came out this year that's Batman versus Bigby Wolf from Fables.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
I never finished Fables. I need to go back and finish Fables because I really loved what I read.
Very good. And Arnie, I still have your trade backs.
Arnie, what is your get? What is your challenge now?
I'm going to say Alan.
Bruce Allen Wayne.
That is not correct.
Ball. So his initials are Ball.
According to a Bleeding Cool article from April 5th of 2017.
Patrick.
His middle name is...
Patrick.
His father's first name, Thomas.
Ooh. Thomas.
His initials are BT-dub?
Apparently, yeah.
By the way.
By the way, I'm Batman.
All right, so I lost that challenge. Okay.
So you have one more challenge, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say...
You said Batman, no more. What was the rule?
Superheroes. No more superheroes.
No more superheroes. So then it is my turn, actually.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
I'm going to say, and I know that there's a real reason not to do this one, but Alfred E. Newman... No more
Mad Magazine names. Mascots.
No more names that have a word in either the first or last name.
Clarify that for me, please.
No more people who have a word in their first or last name. Newman has new and man.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I was like, all names are words. What the fuck are you talking about? Okay, I suspect that his middle initial is just E, and it isn't a name.
I'll be honest, I have no idea.
So I'm going to challenge. I'm going to challenge and say that his middle name is E, and it doesn't stand for anything.
Look it up. I didn't think about that.
Can I ask, if this were to continue, Arnie, would you consider anybody that has an A in their first or last name as... illegible not eligible to be said because A is a word?
That depends. Is that person me or someone else in the game?
This sucks.
Okay, so when I googled it and I click on what does the E in Alfred E. Newman stand for, there's a Washington Post article called Opinion: Pete Buttigieg is Alfred E. Newman. I don't see it. But I also am by the mayor's response.
I'm willing to cede the rest of this episode to hear this article.
I like how the opinion of the article is. I don't see it.
Okay. It's about the election, the last election, presidential election.
Oh, Alfred E. Newman, Alfred Election Newman.
Uh-huh. So Trump called him, said he looked like Alfred E. Newman. But if you scroll down in this article, since 1956, Alfred E. Newman, the E stands for Enigma, has been among the most recognized cartoon faces in the world. In fact, a reader in Auckland, New Zealand, once pasted a cutout of Alfred's head on an envelope, affixed postage, and mailed it. The envelope was promptly delivered to the Mad offices in New York.
I forgot that Alfred E. Newman is a Batman villain.
Yeah, wait, what the hell?
If I send Mad Magazine a piece of mail with Alfred E. Newman's face on it, that is news?
Apparently.
Damn, I got to try to make the news more often.
Yeah. Sadly, I don't think Mad Magazine exists anymore, right?
But Cracked does, right?
Cracked does stuff online, but I don't think either one of them publishes the magazine anymore.
Oh.
Mad was back for a while and then shuttered again, I believe.
Yeah.
Dan Telfer, who we know, was like the head editor for a while.
Right. Well, I guess I lost.
You lost your challenge. How many challenges that?
I think I concede to Arnie.
I was going to say, I'll buy you both a drink if we can stop.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
No, this is fun. I won. This is fun, but we're running out of time.
Square. We would all agree, though, that I really, really won.
Absolutely.
Listen, Arnie, 100% don't want to admit this. I had fun playing this game.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Because that's what I was going to ask. I was like, honestly, you know, thumb up, thumb down, thumb sideways.
No, this is fun for sure. Thumbs up. I will concede that you won fair and square, 100%, totally legit. If you now on tape say Matt Young is the sole creator of Usador the Wizard.
Nope.
Well, fair enough.
Abrupt ending. This episode of Not the Tavern, or whatever we end up calling these kinds of episodes, was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Al Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode was edited by Sage GC. Logo by Allard Laban. Probably. I mean, it might just be the same old logo, or it might be a new logo. If it's a new logo, it's also probably still by Allard. Placeholder theme by Matt Young. So good.
That ought to keep your funny bone tickled for a little.
Hey, did you know that Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon? Well, it's true. Patreon supporters get 2 new bonus episodes like this one each month, and a bunch are already there waiting for you. Recent bonuses include another episode where Matt and Arnie play this No More Blank game with Steve Waltine and Kate James, who are the real actors who play the characters on the show, which is not real. That's a weird compulsion. But if you love Fooniverse content, which is definitely not real, you can listen to recent bonus episodes like Spin Taxes, Potions, Poisons, and Pies, and an episode where Arnie introduces Chunt and Usador to Garfield. Yes, that Garfield! Plus, there are some really exciting stretch goals on the way. An episode where Arnie, Chunt, and Usador watch the original 1977 Star Wars. I mean, it's not the original, you know, whatever's on Disney+. And the recently announced Shadow City D&D Real Play miniseries with guest DM Anthony Birch from Dungeons & Daddies. You also get ad-free versions of the main show, a monthly newsletter, and access to all of the previous bonus episodes. And that now includes every single Magic Tavern spinoff all in one place. Every season of Offices and Bosses, Masters of Mayhem, Usador's Fetching Quest, Hey Tavern Tavern, and more. Plus, 2 new bonus episodes added every month. Classic bonus content and a new stream of bonus content living together harmoniously side by side. Patreon is now the one-stop shop for everything Magic Tavern. To learn more and become a patron, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Okay, the regular show's back next week, but until then, Bootleg Craig says stay cool, dimensional daddies.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I have been working to invent a new spell called the Gift of Lesser Talk. It doesn't seem to be helping with my small talk at social gatherings, and I often find myself drained. Magic may not be the answer, but I know therapy can help. Do you know what's the right amount of socializing for you? Or how you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to stop draining your social battery and start living your best life. Therapy has allowed me to focus on better interactions in my own relationships so I can really enjoy my life and share the things I value with friends. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/magic.